Welcome to Simple Tips to Support Yourself, the podcast series that's here to help you master the art of adulting without losing your mind. Each episode will dive into simple, practical tips from the Fresh Starts experts on how to tackle life's daily obstacles with a little less chaos and a little more confidence. Whether it's figuring out finances, tackling that never-ending laundry pile, or even learning how to make a doctor's appointment without breaking into a cold sweat, we've got you covered. So grab your coffee and get ready to learn, laugh, and maybe even feel like you've got this whole being an adult thing under control. Let's do this together, because here at Fresh Starts, you never have to adult by yourself.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Mahana, and I'm a professional organizer. I own a small company in Morris County, New Jersey called Cluttered Clarity, and I help folks create order through organizing their physical spaces and creating systems to support their lives.
Okay, Lindsay, we get this question a lot from people, and it goes something like this. My daily routines are a mess. They're all over the place, and my home and my house reflect this chaos. How can I establish organizing systems for daily tasks? Like, what can I do to get started today? So what do you say?
Sure. First, I want to tell your listeners to give yourself some grace, right? Life is hard. And if you've just gone through a large life change, like getting divorced, life is even harder for you. But routines and systems can provide structure and order to daily activities, which just reduces your mental effort. It makes it easier to get through your day. So my main tip for everything is start small. Do not try to establish several routines at once. So first, think about, where do you need routine the most? What's your biggest pain point in your day? So, for instance, a lot of moms getting out the door in the morning to get their kids to school and to get to work is a really chaotic, stressful time, right? So what's the most painful part of that? Is it the making the lunches? Is it having your kids find their socks? Is it just the overall sense of being rushed? So again, it's just making things smaller and smaller so they're manageable. So let's pick one thing and talk about how it can be easier. So let's say you hate making lunches in the morning. Could your kids buy lunch? Could you send a pre-made lunch like a Lunchable or Uncrustable? Could you make 5 PB&Js on Sunday and freeze them? Could you make lunches the night before? So there's just lots of ways. Instead of thinking like my whole morning, it's crazy, think about what's one thing that I could build into routine to make it easier. And then be creative. If finding socks is the issue, could you keep the socks downstairs? Could each kid have their own color of socks? You know, it can be whatever. You've defined the system that works for you and your family. And maybe you just hate the feeling of being rushed in the morning. Could you get up 5 or 10 minutes earlier and enjoy your coffee in peace before you wake up your kids? I'm not suggesting you need to meditate or exercise or journal or solve world hunger, but could you just give yourself a few minutes of peace and quiet to gather your thoughts? I do this myself, and I find that 5 minutes, and maybe I'm just scrolling on my phone, but that 5 minutes just helps me start the day with a better attitude and have more patience for my kids. So those are some tips about the morning. I'm going to share a few tips about other parts of the day, just high level. But really just focus on one. Do not try and do all these things at once. So again, what are some things you can do the night before? Can you get your coffee maker ready? Can you make lunches? Can you pick out outfits? Can you load the dishwasher? We all hate doing dishes. There's no one who likes doing dishes. But if you time it, loading the dishwasher actually takes a lot less time than we think it does. But it's just overwhelming to think of it. So I always say, like, what does morning Lindsay, what will she appreciate? Like, she'll appreciate the dishes being in the dishwasher. She'll appreciate that either I've picked out my outfit or my kids have picked out my outfit. In terms of getting dressed, if this is really stressful for you, how can you make it easier? Can you create a uniform of sorts? Can you always wear jeans and a black shirt? Can you look into a capsule wardrobe so everything mixes and matches and coordinates? You know, what are some things that you can do just to make getting dressed a little bit less of a big decision? How about meal planning, right? Oh my goodness, who knew as an adult you have to make this meal every night for your family, and they may not even like all the same things. So if you can add some structure and system into your meal planning, that can just make your lives easier. So can you first of all make a meal plan? And maybe it's not for the whole week, but you say, I'm going to plan Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday just to help me get my week started. Can I make one meal that's going to have a leftover this week? And if life is crazy, if you're in a season where it's just chaotic, make it easier for yourself. Can you buy a pre-made meal? Can you buy something online? Can you go to Trader Joe's and buy something frozen you can just stick in the microwave? So, you know, always think about what is your season of life? What can you handle? How can you make things easier? I do like doing some meal planning on a Sunday and thinking about my week. If this week is crazy, I need easy meals. If Tuesday night is a night where I'm home, I'm going to try and cook something that will feed us for 2 or 3 days. So if you can invest a little time on Sunday and look ahead, you'll make your life easier during the week. And again, you can eat the same things. I know some divorced moms who said, we're eating 3 meals and I just rotate them and my kids like them. Breakfast for dinner, tacos on Tuesdays, spaghetti and meatballs. You don't have to be a gourmet cook. Your kids just have to be fed. Baby carrots and ranch dressing, that's a vegetable. Make it easy on yourself. You know, and then other things, where can you add ease? Can you get your kids involved in laundry? Can they help a little bit? Can they turn their clothes right side out? Can they fold in front of the TV for you? You know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but if they can help you and it just makes your life easier, why not? In my house, my kids help with laundry, so I wash their clothes on Friday. So over the weekend, they can fold because that's when they have the time to do it. And here's a secret. Kids love routines. Routines create a sense of predictability, which can reduce anxiety and uncertainty. Knowing what to expect allows individuals to feel more in control of their day. And that can be even more meaningful if a child is still getting used to living in a divorced household or they've had a lot of big changes recently. So don't be afraid to start routines, but keep things small. You know, you definitely don't want to get overwhelmed by trying to do too much. So my tips are identify your biggest pain point, start small, and identify routines you'd like to start. Use reminders or checklists to help you get the routine in place. And then when that's well established, maybe add one more.
I love all of those. And honestly, it's not just for kids. I feel like anybody could take those and use them. What I really love about everything you just said is if you go back and listen to everything you said again, just taking one or two of those tips, right, will make a big difference in your daily life, in your week, in your month, right? And it's like you said, start small, right? So take one of those things. My kids now are just getting into the laundry too. And it's a big help, right? To be like, here's your clothes. You put them away, right? Little things like that. I like the idea of doing laundry on Friday and then taking the time over the weekend, right? Walk, put a movie on, go through the laundry. I think that these were all such fantastic, actionable tips. And if anybody is just like feeling very drowning in life, taking one of these, right, can just move the needle a little bit.
Absolutely. I do want to recommend 2 outside sources, which I think would be helpful. There are 2 great books that I love. One, it's called How to Keep House While Drowning.
We love that book. We love Casey Davis over here.
Yeah, Davis. And the other one is called The Lazy Genius Way by Kendra Adachi. Mm-hmm. And she has a podcast as well. And those are just great tips for just how to break things into bite size.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big hamper fan. We have a lot of hampers and we use hampers for everything. And there's, you know, you can go on, obviously, if you are building a registry, you can put hampers on your registry or you can go to Amazon. And there's some really, really beautiful, very cheap cloth hampers that you can just use. I keep our sweatshirts in them. I keep towels in them, you know, just to kind of get things off the floor is really helpful. So Lindsay, how can people work with you?
Sure. So if in person, people in Northern New Jersey can work with me. They can find me information on my website, which is cluttertoclaritynj.com. I do offer also virtual organizing. And I also offer ADHD body doubling sessions where I work with groups or one-on-one through a Zoom room to help people initiate, stay on task, and complete tasks. You can also follow me on Instagram or Facebook at cluttertoclarity.nj. And I hope your listeners reach out. I'd love to be in touch.
I am obsessed with the body doubling. I love, love, love that. I have ADHD myself and I very much need that. And I forced my sister to go on Zoom with me. So now I will have an outlet to tell people to go find Lindsay. Lindsay, I love that. And as always, you can find Lindsay at Fresh Starts Registry in the Expert Guide. Lindsay, we're so happy you're part of Fresh Starts and our community. Thank you for these amazing tips.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. A Fresh Story podcast is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again, from home items to hype team and everything in between. You can learn more and read today's show notes at afreshstory.com.